You know what they say. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and yet expecting a different result. Crazy, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And crazy though it might be, you'd be amazed how often we do exactly that. Why? Because we're caught in a rut of bad behaviour, a stimulus response cycle where something sets us off and we always seem to respond in that same ridiculous, unhelpful way. Come on, at some point we need to change that. The Bible has a word for that. It's called repentance. Now, that's a bit of an old-fashioned word, so is it still relevant today? And if it is, what does it even mean? You may recall the story of the woman brought before Jesus who'd been caught in adultery. They wanted to stone her to death, but Jesus put paid to that by saying to her accusers, "Anyone here who has never sinned should throw the first stone." When they heard that, they left one by one, knowing that in one way or another, they were all guilty of something. John chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. He looked up again and said to her, "Where did they all go? Did no one judge you guilty?" She answered, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "I don't judge you either. You can go now, but don't sin again." Do you notice the two parts to that? Yes, Jesus forgave her. "I don't judge you either." That's called grace, the unmerited favor and forgiveness of God. But there's a second bit. "You can go now, but don't sin again." That second bit, that's called repentance. It's the radical idea that you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and yet expect a different result. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus came to set you free from the effects of sin. That's what repentance is all about. He has such an amazing life plan for you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.